Here we are again today on another holy day, about to do something that we've done dozens, probably even hundreds of times, and give an offering. For those of you who like numbers, if a person's been in the church for 50 years, they would have given 350 offerings, and by extension, heard 350 offering sermonettes. That being the case, what can I say in an offering sermonette that hasn't been said before? Well, as my wife pointed out, I can't make it sound like a charity appeal. You know, I can't get up here and say something like, for just the price of a quarter tank of diesel, God's work can do, well, with inflation, not that much. For those of you not in Britain, diesel was running just over £2 a litre. That's about $9 worth per gallon. So a tank can cost well over £100. So there isn't really anything new that I can say. But perhaps that's not a bad thing. God uses repetition to teach us many lessons, as can be seen by the fact that we repeat the same seven holy days every year. We don't decide that this year we're going to throw in a Hindu festival just to mix things up a bit. So today I have 3 points, all of which I am certain have been covered many, many times before. What we do, how we do it, and how not to do it. So what are we here to do? Well, as I'm sure you already got your finger in Deuteronomy 16, let's turn to it and read why I'm up here today. Deuteronomy 16, and we'll start in, obviously, verse 16. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. So there we are. We are commanded to come before God 3 times or seasons in a year, and we're to present God with our hard-earned cash. Now, that's not quite what it says, is it? It says, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. We're not here to give God money because he has none, nor is he begging us for it. We are giving because we have been commanded to. Just put in your notes John 14, verse 15, which says, if you love me, keep my commandments. We show love towards our Father by obeying his commandments. He doesn't demand a fixed price, but allows us to give however much we are able to give. It's not even our money. We haven't created it from nothing. God has first given it to us. It comes from God to us, and it goes back to God. It flows quite similarly to another one of God's gifts, his Spirit, which also comes from him through us and back to him, accomplishing his will along the way. So we know what we're here to do. We are obeying God's commandment to keep his Sabbaths, both the weekly as well as the yearly ones, as well as obeying his commandments that when we attend one of his yearly or seasonal holy days, we are not to show up empty-handed. We are also given an example of how to give an offering to God. If you would like to turn with me to Mark 12, where the example can be found. So it's Mark 12, and we'll start reading in verse 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And then came a certain poor widow, and threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they that which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. A mite was the smallest coin used in Judea, and it took 2 of these to make the lowest Roman coin, a quadrans, literally meaning a quarter. In today's money, even with inflation, a mite is worth only 1/6 of a penny. To put that into perspective, I work a full-time job on a fair wage, and so after some very small maths, I worked out that I earn 1 mite for every 3 seconds I work. So the sum that the widow gave was tiny by modern standards, as well as back then. Because of the attitude that she had when she gave it, Jesus praised her and not the rich that gave far more. So now we know what we're here to do and how to do it. The final point is obviously, what are the ways not to do it? If you'd like to turn with me to Matthew 6, and we find the answer of how not to. That's Matthew 6, and we'll start in verse 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thy alms, let not the left hand know what the right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. Now this scripture is talking about giving alms, but the principle is very much the same when it comes to giving an offering. When we give, we don't make a big song and dance about it. We don't throw our hands up and wave a big stack of notes around to show just how much we have to give. And we definitely don't sound a blast from a trumpet. Or I suppose the modern day equivalent would be posting on Twitter with hashtag offering. As I grew up listening to my fair share of offering sermonettes, Matthew 6 would come up again and again. But I always thought people wouldn't do that today, surely. Well, maybe as a child I didn't pick up on the world's ways, but today it's so blatant that all can see it. It's so obvious in today's world, it's even been given a name, virtue signalling. The Oxford Language defines virtue signalling as the action or practice of publicly expressing opinions or sentiments intended to demonstrate one's good character or the moral correctness of one's position on a particular issue. No, not to have an actual good character, just to merely give the appearance of a good character. Just as the hypocrites would blow a trumpet to get all eyes on them, today we have a very similar practice for companies to show their support for the current big thing. Be it putting up the Ukrainian flag everywhere to show that they are supporting the Ukrainians, though they aren't actually doing anything to help. Or, you know, just telling the world that they are. To changing their logo to the Pride Rainbow during Pride Month. Note that only in the Western countries do they change their logo to the Pride flag, since the Eastern cultures tend to have a rather negative view on Pride Month. The term hypocrite springs to mind. In conclusion, we are here as commanded by God's law to attend his holy days. And as commanded, we are not empty-handed. We have come to give what we are able. Not because God is so poor that he must be bailed out by us, but it's a way to thank God for all the blessings that he has poured out on each and every one of us. When we give, we do so humbly. We don't try to get everyone's attention by waving money in the air, and certainly, especially not indoors, blow our own trumpet. So now, while the offering is being taken up, we will have offering music, which will be Psalm 57, Be Merciful to Me, Eternal, sung by Mrs. Paula and Miss Beth Henderson.